Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down!
Folks, it is 4 p.m. This is the Greg Squirrel Show. My name is Clint Davis. Greg Squirrel is running a little bit late. He will be here in just a little bit. If you got to catch yesterday's show, beautiful. I couldn't have planned that out any better. There's a lot more stuff we're going to talk about as far as the great fake from the southwest quadrant of Missouri is concerned. And by the great fake, I'm talking about that dirtbag we talked about yesterday. We'll get into more about that here in just a little bit. Anywho, so we are going to talk about some news here in just a second. I'm going to see if I can get an update from Squirrel. Lots of things going on. I don't mean to start out kind of slow, but I'm getting some stuff in order, and I'm going to click over here to some of my news and see what's up. We talked a little bit yesterday about Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, and the trouble that he's in. I really don't give a crap what he's done. You know, whatever, on the field, off the field, doesn't matter to me. I don't care about people getting paid for signing autographs. That's not my concern. But in the news today, an East Coast autograph broker told ESPN on Tuesday that Johnny Manziel was paid $7,500 for signing approximately 300 mini and full-sized helmets January 11th through 12th while he was attending the Walter Camp Football Foundation event. The broker played two cell phone videos for ESPN showing Manziel signing the Texas A&M helmets and footballs laid out on a bed in a hotel room. The video does not show Manziel accepting any money. The broker said the room was at the Omni in New Haven, Connecticut during the camp event. He said the signing took place at three different times on January 11th through 12th, totaling about an hour. So the broker and his partner originally requested money to release the video. So it sounds like they're just these people are trying to get rich here. It doesn't really sound like anything has been done. There's no proof that anything's been done. I guess what are they going to do now? They're going to subpoena some records, some I don't know, bank statements. Well, I mean, what are they going to do to the guy? Ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. There's not a whole lot else going on here. Cam Newton has apparently talked to Johnny Manziel about being in the limelight, which, if you know anything about Cam Newton, he was caught up in pretty much the same kind of scandal. Cam Newton can relate to what Texas A&M's Johnny Manziel is going through. And the Carolina Panthers quarterback said Tuesday he's spoken to Manziel a few times this offseason about coping with the pressures of being a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, living college life in the limelight. Now, if you are JT Tilley, an idiot, this is not me talking bad about college football. This is me talking about what's in the news, okay? Yesterday I talked about A-Rod and some other guys on performance-enhancing drugs who were getting suspended from Major League Baseball, and I was accused of bad-mouthing Major League Baseball, which is stupid. So, JT, thanks for showing just how ignorant you really are. You're still worthless. Now, Cam Newton wouldn't discuss the specifics of the conversation, saying they are personal, just between he and Manziel. But he said Manziel has to go through these types of situations to know how to handle them in the future. When somebody comes up to you and asks for your autograph, you don't know if they're going to do it for good or bad. That is what Cam Newton says. So, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Now, we've got a few people in the chat room. One person in the chat room told me, let me go back to the message. I got a screenshot of a message today. She said, Clint can kiss my royal butt. Huh. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad people feel that way about me in the chat room. Appreciate that. There's going to be absolutely no chance of any reconciliation there. I think we've got Greg Squirrel on the line. Greg, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Where are you? Are you at home right now?
I finally made it home.
Where were you? Were you in the southwest quadrant of Missouri?
No. They're not that lucky.
Yeah. Well, dadgummit.
I was just out running some errands for Mama Squirrel.
Mama Squirrel, how's she doing?
Mama Squirrel's doing good. Mama Squirrel's doing real good. She kind of got her tummy situations figured out with her last little trip to the hospital. She had some stomach issues. Doctor put her on some new medicine, and the medicine was making Mama Squirrel sick. Well, come to find out, Mama Squirrel wasn't. Mama Squirrel wasn't eating enough food before she took the medicine, and therefore the food. And Mama Squirrel's belly was not getting along very well. So there we go.
Well, I'm glad to hear she's doing okay now.
Oh, yeah, she's doing real good now. What a day. You know, I have been accused of everything today except the JF Kennedy assassination.
Dude, I've been accused of that. So I think between the both of us, we've just about completed every conspiracy on the face of the earth. Hey, now I heard something today. I had somebody get a hold of me, and I hope these people up north decide to do something legal about this, because there's so many people that would testify against them. It would be sick. Talked to somebody today who stated to me that the commissioner of Bout Management Federation, BMF, was behind JT Tilley's hijinks this entire time. He knew everything was going on.
That's the story I'm getting.
And this guy, what is his name? Michael Dreisbach. Michael Dreisbach. I guess what the deal is, I guess these guys think they're untouchable. Is that kind of the feeling that you're getting out of this?
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling up there, because, see, Missouri State Commission does not mess with MMA. I'm not sure about boxing, but I know for sure they don't mess with MMA. That's why Missouri has these independent sanctioning bodies like BMF,
mm-hmm.
Spire Sanctioning Alliance. And I've been hearing rumors of a new one that's getting ready to start up in Missouri, but I haven't heard back from the young man who called me about it, so I'm still in the...
Yes, I also spoke with a young man who stated to me that there is a new sanctioning body that is about to start up.
They're just waiting to get their approval and everything. Once they get the approval, they're up and gone. They're up and running.
Yes.
So anyway, that's where we stand on that little story. Yeah, so, I mean, since yesterday, since yesterday, I had 15 more people call me after the show last night on my personal phone number. And, I have found one person that says anything halfway nice about JT Tilley.
Yeah, I ran across one person who did. They said that he is probably the most sincere douchebag that they've ever known. And I thought that was pretty good. Pretty good of somebody to say. It's just kind of, that's what it's boiling down to. There's people, I think there's been some money exchange hands. I'm pretty sure there's been quite a few laws broken here. Quite a few rules and regulations that have been broken. And I understand that August 18th, JT Tilley's putting on another event. Is that right?
It's under his fake promotion, his second promotion that he started up when people stopped dealing with Show Fight. He started
cicadas in the trees became louder than the crowd, he decided to start a second.
He's had the second promotion for a while now, from what I understand. But he had to start it under it's called Brawl Inc. He had to go under a different name.
Wow.
Because people got tired of the BS at Show Fight. And this comes from the same person, not Eric Stevens. Let me point this out. I have been accused today of siding with Eric Stevens on this because he pays my checks and I announce his shows. Okay, Nimrods, let's make one thing perfectly clear. I could care less about Eric Stevens and his shows. I have maintained one philosophy over the 12 years that I have been doing sports announcing. I stay out of the backstage BS. Whatever goes on between different promotions, that is between themselves. I go in and I announce the event. For the longest time, and still to this day, I hardly ever go to the after-fight parties. And the only reason today I go to after-fight parties is if there has been a different promoter there and he has requested time to talk to me about me announcing their event. That's the only times I will ever go to an after-fight party because I don't want to be in the behind-the-scenes BS.
Yeah.
This stuff with JT Tilley, whatever pissing contest he's got with Eric Stevens, that's between them two. Our issue with Eric Stevens, or not Eric Stevens, with JT Tilley has to do with the replay of the fight I saw on GFL. I finally watched the replay. Okay? And I'm sorry, home cooking. Now, people can sit there and they can say otherwise. They can say he's upstanding, he's forthright, whatever. And Chris McDaniels may be a good ref, but he should not have been in that fight because he was on the same fight team as the Kraken. Half the board, half the judges. Well, all the judges, all the sanctioning body was either part of Branson Fight Club or they were handpicked by JT Tilley. That is what got me onto this. It has nothing to do with the news articles that I've seen the last 2 days. So please, do not put me in part of this promotion versus promotion war. because I do not care. I am a ring announcer. I go in, I ring announce the fight, I go home. And if you don't believe me, I will be more than happy to give you the names and numbers of every promotion I've ever announced for, and they will tell you the same thing about me. That I come in, I announce the fights, I go home.
Well, you know, JT alluded to that yesterday. He tried to make it sound like the only reason why you were involved in this is because you've accepted ring announcing positions. Look, yeah, he acts like you're an employee for Uncivil War, which you're technically you're not. I mean, you're a kind of a contracted deal, and they'll call you and say, "Hey, we have an event. Can you come up and help us out?" And you'll say, "Yeah."
Exactly. I am an independent contractor. I work on a first come, first serve basis. So if any promoter wants, and it's not about the money, I cannot tell you how many times over 12 years of announcing fights, 17 years for my DJ business, that I have turned down higher paying gigs. It has nothing to do about the money. If Eric Stevens calls me up and says, "Hey, Greg, we got an event on September 17th. I'm going to turn him down because I already have another event booked somewhere else. And, you know, promoters, that's why I try to tell my promoters, when you get your date set, if you really want me to announce your event, you better get me your dates early. Because my calendar fills up fast. Between my DJ business and my ring announcing and sports announcing, my calendar fills up fast. So it has nothing to do with checkbooks. It has nothing to do with friendships or that stuff. I am an independent contractor. I announce exclusively for nobody. Unless they're willing to fork up the cash, I will never announce exclusively for one particular promotion. I'm on a first-come, first-serve basis.
Now, do you remember the picture of the fighter who had his teeth knocked out at an event?
Yes.
Which is pretty much, you know, Lupica was the fighter, and he's pretty much the reason why this kind of got jump-started. I do have quite a few sources. In fact, I've got one in particular that is one that I probably trust more than anybody. And I have been told, this just came across my inbox, and MMA Madhouse is going to the sanctioning about Lupica's teeth. So, you know, JT came on here yesterday, and he claimed that this matter was put to rest a year ago, and this is a closed case, and blah, blah, blah. Why is MMA Madhouse getting involved? Why would MMA Madhouse get involved here and take this to the sanctioning about the teeth situation? And do you know who published the photo of this guy laying on the mat with his bloody mouth and his teeth missing?
Who?
JT Tilly did. Show Fight did.
Wow.
Yeah. Why would you have somebody get injured at your event, and then you go ahead and publish a picture of them laying on the mat? They've just got their teeth busted out. They're bleeding from the mouth. Why would you post a picture of that stuff? A close-up, like, here, we're proud of this. This is what happens at our events. You know what I mean? They have nothing else to brag about. So they have people's teeth knocked out. They don't compensate them properly. You know, and I've heard from different sources that teeth are not covered. That's why they wear mouth guards. And I've heard from other sources that teeth are covered in insurance. So, who knows what's going to happen here. But I'll promise you one thing. This was not put to bed. This situation is not over with, and now MMA Madhouse is involved.
Yeah. 347-326-9073. We are live and in living color on the air. If you got a comment or a question about this, feel free to call in. I mean, Do you really think I was wrong for cutting off JT like I did? Should I have let him speak his mind, even as rude as he was?
You know, here's the deal. I'm going to go both ways on this, and I never go both ways, and a lot of people know that.
That's not what she said.
No, it is. It is what she said. I was fixing to say, especially the ladies. The ladies know I don't go both ways. I got to go both ways here. I personally, look, you were upset, Squirrel, and I understand why. You know, not everybody handles everything the same. I raised my voice, but you know, people don't understand that just because I raised my voice, that doesn't mean I'm mad. You know, I don't let people, and I'm not saying you did. I'm just, this is me. I'm speaking for me. I don't let people get the best of me. Nobody will claim a victory over this guy right here except me. I personally would have let him talk because nothing he – I mean, you saw how I dished it back to him. He wanted to come up with his little – his rhetoric that he spews about, oh, you know, this is – I've never had a bad thing to say, and I've got an outstanding reputation, sir, and all this other crap. He wants to be well-spoken. He wants everybody to think that he's such a nice, clean guy with a nice, clean promotion because that's his rhetoric. That's what he spews. Those are the lies that he tells himself. That's how he gets by in life. You know, he's a habitual liar. That's what he is. Pathological. I would have let him talk because you know, I would have given it straight back to him just the exact same way he was trying to give it to us. I would have force fed him the same kind of crap he was trying to force feed us. Then on the other hand, I might have cut him off because you know, he's sitting there acting like he can't hear you. He's trying to spew his garbage, and he's acting like he can't hear you. I could hear you perfectly. You know, in fact, the only reason why I didn't cut him off right when you said is because, listening back to it, is because he was interrupting you while you were telling me to cut him off. And then, of course, you got my attention and told me to cut him off, so I did. But, you know, this could have gone both ways. I mean, it could have been a good thing to let him go ahead and talk because, I mean, he already incriminated himself. Just by a few minutes on the show, by, you know, you asked the question, did you hire someone to referee a match who was on the same team as the fighter? And he said, absolutely, like he was happy about it.
Yeah.
Like it was a good thing.
I knew the answer. I just wanted to, I mean, he's got bigger balls than I thought he did. I already knew the answer. So I wanted to, I kind of like Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men, I wanted to hear him admit it.
Right.
And I got to admit, the boy has balls because he came out and admit it. Now, I mean, how can fighters, different fight teams out there, feel comfortable working, fighting for a guy that they know if they're in a title fight with against one of his boys on one of his shows, that referee and that sanctioning alliance is in his back pocket?
Well, not everybody knows yet. And that the good part about us saying that. And look, here's where I was going with this earlier when I said, you know, a couple of people think that you work for Uncivil War, and that's why this is going on. Here's the deal with me. I didn't even know who Eric Stevens was. I didn't know anything about Uncivil War. I didn't know anything about JT Tilly or Show Fight until, how did we even get on the subject? Megan was going up north to fight. That's how we got familiar with Show Fight. And then suddenly I'm talking about Show Fight, talking about pay-per-views, talking about the event, and I get confronted by this guy who, you know, let me tell you something. A clean promoter doesn't go around defending himself to every single fan who has an opinion. That's not what a clean promoter does.
Okay.
A clean promoter, it'd be like if somebody started talking badly about XFI, which isn't going to happen. But if somebody did, I would brush it off my shoulders because we got nothing to hide. We've got nothing to defend ourselves from. If you have a guilty conscience and that's how you live, then you will absolutely try to defend yourself nonstop 100% of the time. And I found out that this guy, he What's he doing while we're on the show yesterday? He's shooting Megan Goodwin 500 text messages talking about, I don't know where this is coming from, and I'm such a good man, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on, man. You don't do that. If you've got nothing to defend yourself from, if you're innocent and you're a good, clean person, you'll look at stuff like this and you'll just laugh at it and brush it off. That's why none of it would bother me.
You know, the first time I heard from Eric Stevens during all this?
What's that?
Last night after the show, when he called me to talk about the guy with the teeth, what's his name?
Lupica.
Lupica. Okay, well, who's the other guy? Who's like his manager or something?
JD Hunter,
yes,
I believe.
Yes. That's the first time I ever talked to Eric about any of this. Like I say, people, yeah, I go in, I announce his shows. That's the limit of my association with any of the promoters I work with. I am not a part of any promoter's inner circles. I go in, I announce their events. If they ask me for advice, I give it to them.
Right.
Well, you know, and being on that subject, going back to what I was saying, you know, you may have had some type of affiliation with Uncivil War in the past, and you may in the future. Who knows? You may go up and do another event for them. I don't know your schedule. You and I don't travel together. We don't do business together. I mean, you'll come down and do a deal for XFI, or we'll be on the show together. That's the extent of it. My thing is, I don't have anything to do with that, the whole 417 area. I don't have anything to do with either of those promotions. I never have, and I never will. I tried to promote one and got bitched out for it, and I'll never do it again. My job, here's my job, okay? And some people are probably sitting here, like JT, he's probably sitting here thinking, well, if you have nothing to do with 417, then why are you talking about it? Here's why I'm talking about it.
Because
my
we
job,
promote... Okay.
My yeah, well, I know where you're going with that. My job is to support and promote local MMA. My job is, and this is the reason why XFI Live was started. This is the reason why Extreme Fighting Inc. is growing. My job is to help support and promote and publicize and put the spotlight on each and every fighter who scratches and claws their way to the top of this business. It's not to go out under a pseudonym and create a phony alternate company because mine sucks and it's in shambles. That's not my purpose. Now, people like JT Tilly do that because they think they're going to get rich. Like, he wants to be so popular. He wants to be so rich. And I've heard so many stories about people financing events for him and him turning around. He doesn't pay fighters, or it takes him weeks to pay fighters. These people don't get their money back. There's all kinds of crap going on with this guy that he absolutely can't handle himself.
And that's like I told a guy today. You know, that's like I told a guy today. It's like, you know, I'm going to if one of the fighters from Uncivil, if that's why one of the fighters from Highfoot, if that's any of the promotions I announce for or have announced for, if I hear of them coming down here, then I'm going to promote that. And if a promoter is not appreciative of that, then I'm sorry. He's going to have to deal with that on his own. Because like Clint said, where Clint deals with pimping and promoting the XFI fighters, I'm going to pimp and promote Dean Vaughn. I'm going to pimp and promote Miles McDonald. I'm going to pimp and promote Cassidy Gunneman. I'm going to pimp and promote any fighter that I have developed a friendship with over the years that I've been announcing, wherever they go, even if they're not coming to Arkansas. You know? I'm here to promote these fighters because I want to see these fighters accomplish all they can accomplish. If I'd have been working for JT and one of his fighters were coming down here to fight, I would have promoted them. Not now. But I'm just saying, you know.
I just got a message from someone in the MMA world who said pimping ain't easy.
Pimping, that's right.
But it sure is fun. It's been fun for me the last couple of days. You know, and the good part about this is I don't have anything to do with this. You know, I don't. There's no implications here. I mean, you know, if the board, my fellow business partners at XFI, if they jump in and say, look, you know, just stop talking about these other promotions, then I absolutely will. But, you know, Aaron Cobb and I had a conversation last night on Facebook, and I believe Eric Stevens was involved in this, and it was about the times that we have tried to get – people wonder why there's no female fighters in the XFI. We've tried to get female fighters. Every time Aaron Cobb goes after female fighters, they all say the same thing. You're going to have to talk to my coach or whoever, and they give JT Tilly's name. And he will not let any of them fight down here. And then he turns around and picks up one of our girls, the only one we've got left, and has her come up to Branson in a completely screwed match from get-go. He puts one of our girls, the last one we've got left in female MMA, puts her in a fight up there against the hometown champ, puts one of her teammates in as the referee, takes points off of her to try to get her to lose the fight. She ends up beating the brakes off this chick anyway. Megan ends up taking the title home. I mean, it completely backfired. That is what happens when your business practices are dirty. That's what happens when you think you can cheat the system and you can manufacture MMA. You cannot manufacture MMA. If you want to manufacture results, go to professional wrestling, okay? Not saying it's fake. I've always stood up for professional wrestling. Everybody knows that what these guys do in the ring is absolutely real, and they could die doing it every day of their lives. But if you want a manufactured result, go to professional wrestling. You cannot manufacture mixed martial arts, period. And if you're in the business of doing that, first of all, you're in the wrong business. Second of all, you will not last long. And third, you're going to get exposed just like you're doing right now. So don't turn down all your female fighters to come down and fight with us and then turn around and pick up the last one we've got thinking that just because she's 2-0 on paper that she's not a complete badass and she's not going to beat the fire out of your prize pony up there in Branson and take your title back to Oklahoma, probably where it should be in the first place. That title is not in Branson where they wanted it to be. Joke's on you. JT, you're still an ass.
Here's a post that came across among the thousands of posts I've received today. In my 6 year, Mr. BS says, in my 6 years, those are his initials, you know, right. In my 6 years or so of fighting, coaching, and promoting, I have never ran into someone as deceitful, cunning, and manipulative as Show Fight, JT Tilly. I helped him with his first two shows, refereed for him at a show. So many mismatched fights catered to his fighters, judges that has ties to his gym or his fighters. What surprises me the most is that it took this long for him to be exposed. Karma has arrived. Okay, here is a perfect example, people. People think I'm talking BS about JT. I don't even know this guy. and he sent me this text. It's like I've been saying, the people that are talking to me don't know the other people that have been talking. I've had people from all across the United States talking to me about this. And except for one guy in Harrison, Arkansas, every single person has said, stay away from JT Tilly.
Now, let's talk about this guy in Harrison, Arkansas real quick. This guy.
No, I don't want to give him a minute. Clint, I am tired of giving somebody their 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah,
it's
that's
over.
True.
It's over. It's done with. He's made his statement.
He's threatening people now.
Well, then let him be a dumbass.
You know, he's threatened physical harm. You know, and I'll tell you something right now. Just because these people, just because some people are in the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame or fly a banner in their gym, that doesn't make you a badass. This guy's like 70 years old, is about as broke down as he can be, and he's out threatening people. Now, before he started threatening people, there was a post on his Facebook page talking about talking about how crooked JT Tilly was, and now he's out telling JT Tilly that he'll whip some ass for him if that just give me a name and an address. Man, I'll put you on Google Maps.
Greg Squirrel, 11048 Orford Road, Farmington, Arkansas. If you're feeling froggy, jump.
And this guy in Harrison, this old geezer that flies a banner in his attic or something, that's pretty much what it looked like on his picture. He looks like he's flying a Martial Arts Hall of Fame banner in his attic. He's talking about running around kicking people's asses because of this stuff. That's when you know you're on the wrong side of the playing field, is when you have to start threatening people physically. Now, look, you want to get a sanctioned fight, you want to go to the cage, you want to do it legally, man, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. But don't sit here and be an internet ninja. Don't be trying to be a badass and tell people you're going to smoke their ass out in public when you know you can't. Don't do that. That would be as stupid as – that would be like if you and I were sitting on here talking about we're going to drive to Branson and kick JT Tilly's ass. How stupid is that? That's ridiculous.
I don't want to breathe the same air as JT Tilly. I mean, accuse me of talking crap all you want to. I really don't care. But it's like I put on my Facebook, and I think I sent you a copy of everything, Clint. Mm-hmm. Until somebody comes along and gives me hard evidence that JT Tilly is clean and honest, all I have to go by is what I've seen, which is the replay of the fight from Show Fight, Summer Bash, or whatever the hell it was called.
Summer Smash or something, I don't know.
And what all these people, voluntarily I add, has passed information on to me. And I tell you why I do it. Because I don't have a pony to lose in this ride. You know? I don't have a dog in this hunt. But what I am going to do is if I hear of somebody crooked and is doing this crap, I mean, I'm going to point it out. So somebody made the comment. Let me find it here. Somebody made the comment. Well, made the comment. Pardon. What about the state-run athletic commissions and their crookedness? Hey, if somebody brings me the information, I'll be more than glad to talk about them too.
Man, let me tell you something about our state athletic commission.
Oh, don't even get me started on our. You're talking Arkansas or Oklahoma?
Well, no, I'm talking Arkansas. I'm talking what I've seen with Arkansas. My experience with
Lydia,
the Arkansas State Athletic Commission, is they don't put up with any nonsense. Period. There is no skating by. There is no planning and manufacturing. There is no pulling strings. It is by the book, it is word for word, and it happens like it's supposed to happen. That's my experience. Now, I am behind the scenes, okay? So I'm not just like a fan sitting out here in the crowd going, oh, this is wonderful, we must have a great commission. That's not how it is, period. So, you know, people can say what they want, but I've got a different idea for them if they want to hear it.
Well, like I say, you know, if people has problem with their state, I mean, how many times has what's my boxing buddy up in Yonkers? I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone on here, the dealings I've had with the certain whatever her title is for the Arkansas State Athletic Commission. I mean, I don't know how many times I've gone on here blasted her over stuff I have person to person heard her say. So I'm not afraid to go after state run athletic commissions either. So
I am. I won't do something like that. And it's and I'm not just talking good about our athletic commission because of that. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it. But we do have a good one. If we didn't, I wouldn't even be addressing it. I'd just leave it alone.
Well, like I say, you know, some people may think it's good, and they're entitled to their opinion. I'm gonna be the devil's advocate on this, but it's kind of hard to support an athletic commission that ranks right up there next to New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut as being the dirtiest. I'm sorry.
Now, who's that?
Arkansas.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, where's the proof?
I'll be glad to get you the proof.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to see the proof because I have a different idea, but, I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe they've gotten better since the last time.
I think they've gotten better. There's all new people running around here.
Huh?
There's all kinds of new people from the commission running around here these days. It sounds like it's got to be a different story.
Well, maybe it's an old story back when Lydia was running the show.
I don't even know that name.
Well, you don't want to know that name.
Cool.
Redheaded Medusa.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah.
What else is going on, buddy?
I've been looking at some news here. Back to the JT Philly show.
You just saw that picture I posted.
Oh, yeah. That was some beautiful stuff. What's the deal with TNA trying to capitalize on Shark Week? What's happening here?
I don't know.
TNA is...
Can you believe that they're making a sequel to Sharknado? Was that movie really that popular?
I have never seen it, and I will never see it.
Oh, man, sci-fi did this cheap, lame-butt movie called Sharknado. It's about a tornado. I don't know if it runs over an aquarium or something, but next thing you know, there's all these sharks in this tornado, so they're calling it a Sharknado. I mean, talk about grade Z. That ranks right up there with Piranaconda. Part piranha, part anaconda. I mean, go figure.
College.
We want to say hello to guest 4046 into the chat room. We also want to say hello to B8818. Don't know who you are, but how you doing? Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. We're trying to get some people on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If we could track down his name and number.
Who are we talking about?
People with issues.
Are we trying to get our favorite guy, Bill Clinton?
No, we're not getting Bill. Bill has his.
I was looking at something here. That's a pretty good impression, huh? I was looking at something here about Chris Benoit. Jim Ross was asked why there's so much hate toward Chris Benoit when his autopsy showed he had extensive brain damage. And Jim Ross said, "We don't know what happened that fateful day conclusively or what mental state Chris was in or why he was in it either. I don't hate Chris, and most of his friends do not either. It's a topic that you or I cannot solve to everyone's satisfaction. I'm really tired of addressing it." So, you know, I think there's people out there.
Hey, let's see who we got a phone line. We got a phone call.
Oh boy.
Let's see who's on the 541 exchange.
Okay.
Who do we got on?
Hey guys. Hey, it's Skippy, man. I don't want to get into the whole pissing match of JT and all that. What I would like to ask you guys and the fans listening today comes to the issue of the commission. Now, I understand there's a lot of issues with the regulatory system that he has in place at his event. My question and curiosity after doing research for the last few days is why is there not one complaint filed with the sanctioning body or the state board? And my reasoning behind that is here in Oregon, we had a corrupt board, enough complaints, he was federally indicted by the FBI. So the board has completely been changed. If there's a corruption issue, and gyms and fighters and other promoters are not filing complaints to where we have a record of 80 complaints in 18 months to where the state has to address these issues, So my question is, why is nobody filing complaints about any of this?
Well, that's a perfect question, and this goes back to someone who is a part of the private sanctioning body that they go through down here, and we do things a whole lot differently. It is a different part of the country, and it's almost like a different part of the world. But apparently, the Bout Management Federation, the owner of the commissioner who was behind JT in all this stuff the entire time, Michael Dreisbach, who we mentioned earlier, there are people from the commission, from the athletic commission, who turn a blind eye to this. Tim Lukenhoff, which is director of athletics for the state of Missouri, has known about this too. There are also people in this private organization who are shaking their heads and scratching their heads because they don't know the answer to the question you just asked. They don't even know why this is being allowed to go on. So I think people need to turn a blind eye. Exactly.
They need to start filing complaints. This way, look, you can go ahead and turn a blind eye. And I'm going to tell you guys, our state athletic commission is run by the police, okay? So not only are you going against the athletic department, but you're going against the state police department. And we had no problem doing that. And fans and fighters and coaches should want the best, safe, and fair environment for their athletes to compete at. And if, hey, it doesn't matter. And from what I understand, one of those sanctioning bodies is part owner of Brawl, Inc. That's a big issue. People should be filing complaints with the state to where they need to address this. Because, look, one complaint, they're going to blow off. 300-400 complaints, whether they like it or not, they're going to have to sit down and face that issue. And that's my thing. If there's a problem, we need to, as a collective MMA community, address it. Everybody needs to start filling in. I posted last night the application form for the State Athletic Commission to file a complaint. They need to put in dates, times, events, fighters, and send it off. And once those start stacking up, they're going to have to address them. Whether he's on the payroll, whether, you know, Show Fights is using a sanctioning body unfairly, well, fine. Then let's get that sanctioning body disbanded and bring in ISKA to run the situation until you get another sanctioning body that's approved. Because this is not fair for fighters or for fans or for gyms or for the regional promotions that have to use the same body. They need the fans, the fighters and the coaches need to state on a public forum with the state that keeps the records that there is issues, whether it's reffing issues, judging issues, sanctioning body issues, promotion issues, whatever it is. We need to have some kind of archive of complaints that have been going on for X amount of time so that they can address it. That's my only thing. I don't want to get into this whole he said, she said, he did this, he did that. It comes down to the safety of the fighters. And out of this whole thing, that's what it should be about, is making sure that these fighters are given a safe, fair platform.
Absolutely.
Hey, Skippy, I appreciate you calling in, and you've hit on a very good point. What the fighters that have issues, the promoters that have issues, I mean, your Joe Blow average fans, they're not going to know what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, you know, I don't know if they've had a platform to do this. You know, nobody has really brought this out. I mean, yeah, it's been talked about on Facebook back and forth, and a lot of people look at it like it's Facebook banter and games and things like that. But I don't think anybody
versus promotion BS.
Promotion. That's pretty much what they're chalking this up to. But now we're getting to the point where there's medical issues involved, there's attorneys involved, and more people are starting to come out of the woodwork and say, you know what, I don't want to keep this in my back pocket anymore. I definitely want to say something about it. And, Skippy, I'm going through your page right now, and I'm trying to find where you posted that application because I'm going to get the word out.
Yeah, I will. I believe it was on Eric's thread last night where he posted the article for MidwestFighting.com. It was late last night. I sat down and talked with Eric about the same issue, and I said, look, I'll find the applications. I'll get them out there. That's what we need to do as a collective group, media, fans, fighters, whoever's involved, and whoever has honestly reasonable knowledge with dates and times, they need to. I don't care if it was last year. There's an application form and an address. I posted everything up there. They need to go. And the thing is, it goes to the state, okay? And it doesn't matter if the head of the whole state is crooked, because eventually he's going to have to face the facts. And it's that simple. And he'll lose his fucking – I'm sorry. He'll lose his job. And it's the same here.
It's all right.
I apologize, guys. You know, we went to bat, and it, MMA Underground did a huge story about our commissioner taking bribes and kickbacks and allowing fighters for extra money to weigh in on Thursday when their opponents weighed in on Saturday. You know, all this came out. And it took a bunch of people fighting a four-fight lifetime ban. And that's how it all started. A fighter who lost four title fights that were all split decision loss were banned for life because of our rules from fighting, pro or amateur. So we started filing complaints. Those stacked up enough to where the state had to investigate, and now the federal government's come in and arrested them. So,
hey, Skippy, here's another avenue that I believe the people need to take. I think everybody who has an issue with JT Tilly, they need to get together. They need to find out when the next athletic commission meeting is.
Damn straight.
And then everybody get together and go to that meeting.
Yes, because they're going to have to give a time for addressing issues from the public sector, which is fighters, managers, coaches, promoters. They have to, at a meeting, give you guys a fair chance to put stuff on the minutes. Okay? And that's a great idea because now it's locked under state paperwork, which is archived, which means anybody like myself in the media can go and pull up and say, well, hold on. The minutes here state that XX and X guy filed a complaint openly with the board. You look at the paperwork in their archives, and here's 19 complaints about the ref at that event. There's a problem here. We need to address it. And that's it sucks. That's what you guys in your state are going to have to do to control this JT situation. If everything is what's been saying is true, to control that situation, you're going to have to go through the state to do it. It sucks.
Well now, here's the deal with it. Skippy, these guys are in Missouri. Greg Squirrel is in Arkansas, and I am in Oklahoma. You know, this stuff I was involved in this kind of inadvertently because we had one of our girls go up and fight up in Branson, and there was a screw job involved. And I called it out, and JT started confronting me, and I started digging deeper, and people started bringing this stuff to my attention. So it's not, you know, we don't really have access. You know, the Greg Squirrel Show here is pretty much the only access we've got to the fans who are just now starting to pay attention. You know, the fighters and some of the coaches had reached out to us last night. They're just now starting to pay attention to all of the crap that's going on. So now I feel like this has been the perfect platform to get this out in the open. It's been the perfect way to bring this to everybody's attention, and now this is really going to jumpstart a movement, in my opinion.
I do want to
touch on one thing about you guys and addressing this issue. I like the fact that you guys are trying to stay with the MMA issue and not make this a personal issue. This should not be about his personal sexual life. It should not be about, you know, the kids he trains. This should be about what he has done at a promotion, not about his business partner. That's none of our business. This is about the safety of fighters, and that's where we should all be concerned about. I know I see a lot of people making personal attacks at him. That's fine. If that's what you guys think will better the sport, then you're wrong. What we need to do is we need to have a personal attack about the way he runs his promotion, the sanctioning bodies, that kid who got hurt, who has not been financially taken care of through medical bills. That's the stuff we should be addressing, and I'm glad that you guys are trying to push it that way and away from the personal attack.
Right.
I want to pass this post that just came along, and this is from the person that got me the information about the referee, the judges, and everybody else on the sanctioning committee being part of JT's little hand-picked crew. They just posted a comment on Facebook that said, Anthony LaPica's accident should be covered no matter what. There are videos proving that it happened during the show fight event. They would, by law, have to pay for his bills. That is the reason why every sanctioned body requires you to have insurance. It is for the fighters in case of an accident. There is no reason that LaPica should have to pay for any of the bills from his injuries. Now, this person that sends me this information used to work for BMF, but they quit BMF because of all the backstage
behind the scenes shenanigans that was going on. She knew it was getting dirty, it was getting crooked, and they left BMF.
And now, this you just gave, to all the fans out there, you just gave them their ace in the hole. And what I mean by that is, we file complaints as a group, and it doesn't matter what state you live in, it doesn't, trust me, you know, promoters from Washington file complaints in Oregon all the time about issues. But that's your ace in the hole. You get enough complaints, and they sit down, and they go to that lady and say, well, you worked for the company during this time. Let's talk. And she tells the truth. Well, then there's your win. There's your full house. There's your, you know, royal flush to slam in the face of a two-pair, you know, because now you have somebody who was involved with it willing to state that the people who filed complaints have been correct. So that's what I'm talking about. Why we need to start putting some kind of archive together of complaints.
Exactly. I mean, Skippy, if you want to email me a copy of that form, any fighter, any promoter, any fight team that's listening that wants a copy of that, get a hold of me. I'll be more than happy to email it to them.
I will. I'm at work, believe it or not, but I had to call in. As soon as I get a quick break to where I can throw down on the computer, I will send you guys the links to everything, and that way, you know, they can file the complaints. And I encourage everybody out there listening, whether you're in that state, whether you fight anymore, whether you run a promotion or a gym, if you were involved and you felt like there was wrongdoing and you can give dates, times, and locations, please do it. Because even the state commission is going to have to face this sooner or later. And whether he's the president of the board and his best friend, he's not going to be able to convince every single person on that board just to go blindly with him.
Right.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you guys for your time. I will get you that to you guys. And once again, I appreciate you guys talking about this and bringing it to light. And like I said, you know, if anybody out there has complaints, they need to start putting it down through a state documented paperwork so that we have archives to address.
Absolutely.
All right, Skippy. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate
Thanks,
it
Skippy.
A whole lot.
Oh, always, boys. You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
There you go, but guys. If you are out there, if you're listening to this show today, there is your avenue. Because I can't tell you the number of people that have dealt with JT Tilley, and they all just say the same thing. And like he says, it's different if you hear it from one or two people, but when you start hearing it from other people, unsolicited people, email, like the people that's emailed me today,
yeah,
talking about their issues with JT Tilley, it's like I told a guy, it's like, why would so many people who don't even know each other, so you can't came conclusion or everybody just going on a witch hunt. These are different people that don't even know what other people are saying, but yet they are coming forward with all this.
Yeah,
so
and these are people that I don't even know that are coming to me and saying, man, I was glad to hear you bring this up because it's been going on too long. Now, one thing I want to talk about is why it all right, I guess I'm having a hard time understanding this new, I guess JT is starting a new deal on I just got a friend request from JD Hunter on Facebook, so I hope this goes the right direction.
He's wanting to call in.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Get him to call in. Because he's with LaPica. He's with LaPica. Get him to call in.
This new federation or whatever JT is starting, I saw this thing on Facebook about he's wanting to make it a bunch of strictly amateur fighters. Like now he's preying on the innocent. Like he's trying to take inexperienced, like the pro people know that he's garbage. And that's why they don't want to deal with him anymore. That's why he has a hard time putting pro fights together. He hasn't been able to pay people. He doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And now he's wanting to start a new company, I guess, based strictly on this amateur stuff. He's wanting to make it nothing but amateurs, people with no experience.
people who don't need to be paid so that he doesn't have to pay anyone. I just don't get how he's in the business for this.
Well, because I think what's going on is he's getting people to sign up for Brawl Inc. using an anonymous name. Matter of fact, I've been told that's what he's doing. Is that the
amateur deal that I'm talking about, Brawl Inc.?
Yeah, Brawl Inc. And
hey,
what is your
call-in number real quick?
347-326-9073. You know the stadium call-in. 347-326-9073.
Yeah. We're in a stadium now? 347-326-9073.
See, we're growing faster than
leaps and bounds. Yeah, I did. I just shot JD a message, and hopefully he is able to. Okay, Skippy. Just in case you guys are unfamiliar with Skippy, we just got off the phone with Skippy Cohen. He is the vice president of MMA Madhouse, and I like to consider him a friend of mine. Let's see. He just put on my page, please send the uniform complaint form, release of confidential information forms, and all pertinent documents to the attention of. And then he gave me a name, Chief Investigator, Division of Professional Registration, and the address, P.O. Box 1335, Jefferson City, Missouri, 65102, and the PDF link to all the forms. So this is to all the people who have complained about the business practices
Of JT Tilly
and the way that he has done business, especially what I know and what I'm going to report, as well as people I also know who have been up north there. This is the form that we need to download, we need to fill out, and we need to send in.
And then, okay? Like I said, then that's where I was saying, send those forms in, but then follow it up. Find out when the next state athletic commission meeting is, and then organize a group to go up there, because you have to be heard. You won't be wasting a trip.
Correct.
Now, maybe not everybody will get to talk, so they need to designate one or two mouthpieces to do the talking. But as long as they're there at their meeting, they have to sign in on a form and state why they're there, they will be recognized. So it won't be a wasted trip.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I was shooting a message to someone who just said thank you for that information.
Okay.
Now, Greg, I got to ask you.
Okay, let me read this real quick. J.D. Hunter.
Yes.
With La Pica. He's talking to my friend who was formerly with BMF. He got kicked in the mouth. JD replied, no, ma'am. He got punched three or four times after he got knocked out from Tilly's cage floor that has 0% give it padding on the floor. Okay. My source replies, okay, for example, his mouthpiece flew out of his mouth while being punched. Teeth got knocked out. The promotion's insurance is still liable for the accident. Mouthpiece or not, he got hurt. And that is why all sanctioned bodies require promoters to carry insurance. Boom!
Nice. Nice. I was going to say something. I have to ask you a question, and I'm going to do it because this is being recorded.
Okay.
Yesterday on the show, and we mentioned this, you asked JT Tilly specifically if he hired a referee who was on the same team as Stowe, Courtney Stowe, who was fighting for a championship title.
Right.
He said absolutely he did.
Absolutely.
Now, we know for a fact that that is against rules and regulations, if not laws.
Any legitimate sanctioning promotion will not allow that. The referee has to be unbiased.
Nonpartisan, if you will.
Nonpartisan, right.
So here's my question, and I have to do this while this is being recorded.
That's fine.
When I file my complaint, and I'm going to do mine as a bystander or a spectator, when I file my complaint with the Missouri, with this chief investigator of the Division of Professional Registration, when I file my complaint based on his admission to that, may I download a copy of the Greg Squirrel Show from that day, put it on CD, and send it in as evidence?
Yes.
Okay. So I had to get express consent, whether verbal or written. That is also in the bylaws, and we adhere to the bylaws. So I wanted to make sure I got your permission for that. So now, if somebody wants to call in and say this is still defamation, man, you don't have a leg to stand on. And, you know, that's what we were accused of yesterday. We were accused of defamation until.
How can we be accused of defamation when the man sits right there and admits it?
That's one reason why I would have let him keep talking, because I was going to do nothing but ask completely incriminating questions, but that's a different story. At least we got it straight from the horse's ass or mouth. We got it straight from JT yesterday. Oh, Wilbur. I just won't let my son the other day watch Mr. Ed for the first time. I was like, hey, watch, he's fixing to pick up the phone and dial it. He didn't think he would, but he damn sure did.
Did you explain to him how they got him to talk, or how they got it to make it look like he was talking?
Yeah, the things with the tickle into the gums and
the peanut butter.
Well, they put that in his gums, up in his up in his upper lip and his lower lip, and then he would try to get it out of there.
347-326-9073. Once again, the phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. You can Twitter me at Ring Announcer One, or you can Twitter Clint Davis at
One Clint Davis.
There you go.
Or you can email me, Clint@thexfi.com, if that's what you want to do. So, you know, we've got the admission of wrongdoing live on the Greg Squirrel Show yesterday, August 5th, 2013. And so we're going to take that and we're going to utilize it when we file this complaint. So that's just going to be one of many complaints. Here's the deal, Squirrel. There's somebody out there who thinks we're maybe fibbing just because we don't name drop. And to the person who thinks that these complaints are fake just because we're not dropping names, you need to probably – I mean, I'm no legal advisor, but you probably need to go speak with an attorney because this is going to get stupid.
Through me? Or them?
No, not you. This gentleman that I'm talking to specifically, who thinks that we're faking this whole thing and that it's all defamation and all this other kind of stuff.
It's all over Facebook.
It's all over Facebook. I mean, it's everywhere.
You can find these comments all over Facebook. Not only are the people calling me, but they're making these comments all over Facebook. So I don't need to name drop. When you can, if you're smart enough, you can go on Facebook and read it for yourself.
Not unless you block everybody. Then you can't go read it.
Exactly.
You can't do it. You can't.
So anyway, this show's boring compared to yesterday.
No, it's good. You know, we're getting good information. We're able to release some stuff out here. Paperwork. It is on my page.
Good.
Yep, we've got that out there, and I am speaking with a source, actually two sources as we speak. Also, guess who I'm also talking to?
Who?
I'm talking to a gentleman named Robert English, who is going to challenge Brandon Bledsoe for his lightweight title on October 26th at Extreme Night of Champions in Fort Smith.
Cool.
Yes. So we're going to have him on the show. XFI Live.
Oh, okay, your show. All right. What else you got? I mean, we've dedicated so much of the last 2 days to this that what else is going on in the world that we need to know about?
Well, one of my sources who's pretty high up on the chain here just asked me what I was. In fact, it was Dick Harry. Remember we talked about Dick Harry yesterday? Dick Harry just asked me, he said, who said that? And I said, who said what? He said, who's telling you that what you're doing is defamation? And I said, JT Tilley told us that. I mean, he told us yesterday on the show that it was nothing but defamation. Dick Harry's only response was a gigantic LOL. So I feel pretty confident about what we're doing, and I'm not worried about it one bit. And if anybody wants to file a defamation suit, then whatever, whatever. I do what I want. I slap my mama.
No, you don't.
Yeah, my source, Dick Harry, just said that JT Tilley has a history of trying to bully anyone in the media.
Well, hey, not us.
Remember what he told me on the show? I listened back to it again last night. I let my son listen to it. You know, he's almost a teenager.
Did you have the Springer mic out?
No, I didn't. I didn't do that. I mean, look, okay. You know, this ain't the first rodeo around here. But I let him listen because he kind of likes my quips and my wit and how I fire back at people. And so I let him listen to the thing, and he heard JT say something about I wasn't going to intimidate him. Like when I told him that there's no way he's going to take my First Amendment rights away from me because I've served my country and I think I deserve at least that. And he thought that was intimidation. This guy has no clue what intimidation is. In fact, I think he probably was intimidated by that. But otherwise, he wouldn't have said that.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have said it.
Like, I'm not going to walk into a bathroom and go, man, it stinks in here if it doesn't stink in here. You know what I'm saying? So I think he was intimidated. That's why he said, you're not going to intimidate me. I'm not trying to get the guy to feel, intimidated. You know what I'm saying? I just want him to understand. And he will. He will before long. He's going to understand. But first of all, he barked up the wrong damn tree when he decided. You hear that barking? Is that JT? He barked up the wrong damn tree when he decided to confront me and cross my path and try to talk shit to me on Facebook about pay-per-views and my opinion of a match that was, in fact, I would like to go on record right now and say, not only was I right back in July watching Megan Goodwin and Courtney Stowe's fight, not only was I completely right, I was dead on about everything. I knew that referee was involved somehow, and I even was told that they weren't even giving fighters notice. They were icing the fighters backstage. They didn't even tell Megan Goodwin that she was up next. They hit the music and they were like, "Hey, you're going now," and she had to walk out.
Yeah,
they weren't even giving people notice. They didn't even tell the fighters, "Here's where you're at on the fight card." Because I followed the process of the fight card on GFL on the website. Didn't even go in order. Not even. You know, in the first six or seven fights, the ring announcer with the tuxedo T-shirt on, he wasn't even in the cage. All you could see was an empty cage with some guy talking in the background. Meanwhile, the cicadas are going crazy, and the crowd was not.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd go start a different promotion, too. If I looked back at that and saw what I was producing. I hope one of these days when we get XFI on GFL, I'm hoping that I'll even buy JT a pay-per-view. I'll buy him. JT, if you're listening, buddy, I'll buy you a pay-per-view. And I don't make millions of dollars like you do getting rich off these fighters, right? Isn't that how that goes? Not really. I will buy him a pay-per-view, and I'll let him look and see what a real MMA promotion, what kind of show we put on, what kind of event we throw. And, if Branson, Missouri, I mean, my God, Branson, it's Branson. Why don't you have 3,000 people at every show?
Oh, exactly. Being at Branson, he should have 5,000 people at every show.
You don't get 250 at a show in Branson, Missouri, and then be like, all right, we're good. And then bitch about getting money from pay-per-views. You just don't do that. That's stupid.
Because, that was my argument yesterday. How long has Show Fight actually been around?
I have no idea. I never heard of them until Megan went to fight with them.
It says here for 4 years. Okay. But still, why is it you've been around 4 years and Upstart Promotions, that it's only been around 1 or 2 years, doing 6 shows a year, and they're averaging 2,000 people per show?
Right.
What's the deal?
It doesn't take but you know, scheduling an event, you know, every 3 months or so, and putting on probably 3 or 4 good shows, and then people are going to start taking notice and being like, son of a bitch, I want to be a part of that. You know, that's what people are noticing down here. People are looking at what's going on. You know, we're not in the dives. We're not outside under the trees. We're not,
We are in some of the top venues that this part of the country has to offer.
We're in some of the most brand new casinos around here. We're in the brand new convention center that is just massive. The nicest venue around in the entire River Valley is where we put on our events.
Fort Smith Convention Center. I mean, awesome venue. Muskogee Civic Center. Very nice venue.
Excellent.
O'Reilly Family Event Center, Springfield, Missouri.
And Civil War.
I mean, that's a 3,000-seat venue. Kansas City, Missouri, at the War Memorial or Municipal Auditorium up there. I mean, I could go on and on, but yet, and none of them are having less than 1,000 people.
Right. And just like Skippy said, I mean, this is about the promotion. This isn't about somebody's personal life or somebody's kids or somebody's people they train or somebody's sex life, or this isn't about any of that stuff. This is about business. That's why
this is about protecting fighters. This is about promoting fighters. This is about promoting promotions that are worth promoting.
Right. Hey, I got a message.
First off, I'll put this out here right now. If I had an inkling that a promotion I was announcing for was even remotely close to doing something dirty, I'd be gone in a heartbeat, because I got my reputation to protect, and I will not be involved with something like that.
Right on.
So for those of you who think it's just about me drawing a check and protecting my checkbook, bite me.
Right.
Okay, what you got there, buddy?
I got a message from a female fighter.
Woohoo!
Well, she wanted to know if we can stop saying we're going to pimp her.
Okay.
She said, "Could you please ask him if he'll stop pimping me?" And I said, "Are you mad, bro?" And she goes, "No, and don't call me bro." And I know her, and she's kidding. She's always kidding. It is not Megan Goodwin, by the way. No. It's a different fighter that I know from a different area who just happens to like what we do on here. And she wanted to know if we can stop saying that we're going to pimp her.
Okay, we'll stop pimping. But we love pimping. It's a good pimping.
And the show is fun.
The show is, yeah, duh. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open.
Open
for business. So if you got something you want to speak, hey, we'll even let JT call in. What the hell?
Really?
Why not? I'm in a charitable.
Do we have enough time for that?
I'm in a charitable mood. No, he's only going to get, if he calls in, he's only getting 10 minutes.
I don't think he wants to now. I wouldn't. I mean,
well, he blocked us.
You know, his comprehension skills are not that good. I mean, yes, he does speak well. It's all an act, though. But his comprehension skills are not up to par. You know, like really a clean individual, you don't run around defending yourself everywhere. When you do that, that shows nothing but a guilty conscience. That is a fact. That's not just a theory.
That makes you look guilty.
That's not just a theory that I came up with. That's an absolute fact. And to make it worse, you don't get on a show and incriminate yourself. You don't get on a show and admit everything that you've done wrong. And that's the first thing this guy did yesterday, was admit that he tried to cupcake his little girl into getting this title. Now, it's true, Megan Goodwin is a complete badass. Like, I'll admit that. There's no way I would ever stand up to her, because she would thrash me. So I'm not trying to take anything away from Megan here, but Courtney Stowe did not belong in the same cage with Megan Goodwin, period. She did not belong in the same cage.
Well, and you know that's what's sad, is any legit sanctioning promotion wouldn't have allowed that fight to happen. Not looking at their records. No legitimate promotion is going to put somebody 9-1 or 9-2, whatever Courtney's record was. I've seen it happen way too many times. They are not going to put in somebody with a 9-1. What was her record?
I guess 9-1. I'm going to have to go look her up real quick.
Any legitimate promotion wouldn't have even allowed that fight based on their records alone.
Right, but when you 7-4. I just got a message. She was
7-4.
Even so, yeah. I mean, my gosh, that's 11 fights. I mean, when is she going to go pro, by the way? When do you decide after 11 fights that you're going to go pro? 7-4. She just wanted an easy victory. She wanted to become 8-3. She wanted to win a championship. She wanted to go pro as a champion at 8-3. It did not happen because they handpicked the wrong opponent. And then, seriously. Now, did I tell you that the referee, what is his name?
Chris McDaniel.
He got beat over the weekend. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, I saw that.
That is awesome. That's justice in itself. You don't screw somebody and then go out and win right after that. It just doesn't work.
I just sent that question to a friend of mine who works for a promotion or works for a sanctioning body up in Illinois. And I put that question in front of him. Would you have allowed a 7-4 fighter go against a 2-0 fighter?
No.
I'm waiting to hear back. I think I know what that answer is going to be, but I just want I don't make any comments without asking questions to people smarter than me and getting answers.
You know what's weird to me is they've got these sanctioning bodies. Now, I'm using sanctioning very loosely
very
here.
Very loosely, yes.
Very, very loosely. Yet when you check these people from Missouri, and I'm not hating on them, but when you check these people from Missouri, all their fights say non-sanctioned fight.
Well, and I think they do that because, my friend up in Illinois just said absolutely not.
Right.
So there you go.
But then again, you know, this is from all different states here that we're, you know, we've heard from people from Illinois, we've heard from people from Arkansas and Oklahoma. You know, I guess I don't know. Is Missouri just that different? Are they just that off the map or something?
I have no idea. She said, it's absolutely not. That is not fair to either fighter.
Right. That's like the one we were talking about the other day where they tried matching up an 8-1 champion versus an 0-2 beginner help the champ, I guess. I don't know what that means.
That is the promoter padding the fighter's record. Just like JT tries to do at Show Fight, he pads his fighter's records. But he's going to find out, and that's why he will not let his fighters go fight for other promotions. Because maybe this guy is smarter than we think, than we're giving him credit for, because he knows that if he sends one of his fighters somewhere else, there's a 75% probability they're going to get their butt wiped up. Perfect example, Megan Goodwin against turkey butt. I don't even bother remembering her name, so I apologize. No disrespect
the,
for
the
her.
The Kraken. The Kraken.
The Kraken. Unleash the Kraken. Every time I hear think of that nickname, I think of, what is it? Clash of the Titans. The original Clash of the Titans.
No telling.
Not that remake crap they did a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Man, I've got a big deal tonight at 8 o'clock.
What do you got, Bubba?
Got a meeting with a potential sponsor.
Awesome.
For our next event, and it's a pretty pretty prominent businessman in the Fort Smith area.
Cool. Any initials?
No, not gonna give any.
Okay.
Not gonna say a word until it goes through, and then I may not even say a word on the radio unless you hear it on my show.
Thanks. Got it. Just for that, I'm sending you another picture. Just for that.
Someone sent me a message and said, "Did Greg Squirrel seriously just say get their butt wiped up?"
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, that is what he said.
Well, that's what it's going to happen. That's what my sources have told me, that JT Tilley will not let his fighters fight for other promotions because of the fear factor of them getting beat.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have that in a text here. So if anybody wants to see it, I'll be more than happy to send it to them.
I say we just start screenshotting all this stuff and putting it on Facebook. We audit it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to end up, let's see, I'll have Robert English on the show
on
Friday.
No, we're going further. What are you doing?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'm not wrapping it up. I'm just giving an update.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will have lightweight championship contender Robert English will be on XFI Live on Friday at about 12:15 probably.
Okay.
Yay, yay. And then Brandon Bledsoe, the lightweight champion, will be on the show after that with his wife, who
Woo-hoo!
Is set to be a ring girl for us, and she is not only his training partner. Good Lord, who is this that you posted?
See you, man.
I'm not gonna read the website that you put up. Not only is she his training partner, she's also his lifting partner. I mean, I'll read it to you if you want me to.
I didn't even see that when I posted the picture. I'm sorry.
I hope Mama Squirrel is not on Facebook. She would not like it.
Mama Squirrel is part blind, so dog. That's what I hate is the fact that my dad, who passed away, you know,
yeah.
or my mom never got to see me doing what I love doing, and that's announcing cage fights.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the reasons. Okay, now ladies, just because I'm about to say this does not mean I'm a softy. But you know, when I was in Phoenix and they handed me that United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame plaque, it took everything I had to keep from bawling like a baby because I wanted my dad so much to be there to see that. There you go.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is. I did. I shed a couple of tears because I wanted my dad there. And my mom. Okay. You need to talk for a little while.
Good stuff. I think it's to the point of the day where we need to start a new trend on the Greg Squirrel Show. We're gonna get to a point.
No, I am not doing table dances on the webcam.
But I've got music for that.
Oh, okay.
I seriously. I've got. We could play a sweet little jazz tune. Like,
what?
I mean, you could dance to that, right?
I guess.
Or what about? Con los terroristas. Yeah, baby.
Hey, I need one of those sheep heads like Homeboy on. I need one of the sheep heads like Homeboy on a.
Oh, that's scary. I just got chills when he said that. No way. No way are we doing that. The new trend that we're going to start is on the Greg Squirrel Show is the time of the day where we start reading strange status updates from Facebook.
Yes.
I'm just going to scroll down my news feed here. We're going to read some strange things. We're not going to mention names. We're not going to name drop. But this may interest the fans of this show, the listeners out there, because they may want to hear something that they have said. Here is one young lady who says, so who all is going to the Slammily reunion and the Tattoo Expo? Let me know.
Woohoo!
All right. Let's see if we can find something. Okay. In every news story, it's always officials say. Who are these officials and how much do they get paid?
Here's a picture I just saw on mine. Diapers and politicians should be changed often, both for the same reason.
There you go. Here's one that says, my girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
Oh, that's an Eddie Murphy song.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, back when he...
It is an Eddie Murphy song. Yeah.
My girl wants to party,
party
all the time.
All the time party,
party,
party
all the time. See, there you go.
Here's one. I like these saps on Facebook. I don't know how to feel right now. I think I'm just tired, but in the back of my mind, there you are, working your way to the front every day, every second that passes. You're always there. And, of course, the word you're is misspelled. Or misused.
Wow. Oh, let's see. Keep going. I'm scrolling.
All right. Downing a small blender bottle of chocolate protein and then running from zombies again today. I will survive this year's run. I will survive this year's run. Oh.
Here's one of my favorites, and I guess this is one that keeps getting reposted because this is like the fourth or fifth time I've seen it today. You cry, I cry. You laugh, I laugh. We're running from zombies. I'm tripping your ass.
But, yeah, you just, all you have to be faster than is the... the slowest person.
Oh, remind me, next time we're in, because this is kind of a visual joke, but the next time we are together, remind me to tell you my bear joke.
Bear joke?
Yeah, it's a visual, so you got to.
Uh-oh.
It loses
can't,
its can't yeah, do it on the kinda, show. Yeah, it loses its effect if you do it over the show. Let's see here. What else can we find on...
Here's a guy who just said, next stop, Roswell, New Mexico.
Woohoo! It's what was the alien movie? Paul!
I have no idea. I don't watch that Paul. Crap.
Oh, man, that's a funny freaking movie. You have got to watch that.
I don't think I will.
Okay. How about Ted?
I've seen Ted, yeah.
Nothing about movies about a pot smoking teddy bear. He likes to get it on at the blonde bimbo at the S&K Mart.
That was pretty awesome. Yeah, I did kind of like that movie. What else do we have here?
Here's a fun. Guys who mistreat and disrespect girls. Don't expect life to hand you a good girl when you're older and finally decide to settle down.
Yeah, notice how guys never post any stupid crap like that on memes about, hey, you know, we all need good girls and all. You know, we've already come to the conclusion that they don't exist. You're gonna have to settle for something in life. That's pretty much the way it is.
I refuse. That's
about it.
Oh, let's see here. One more good, funny post of the day.
I just watched an episode of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Mama June is a fat pig that needs kicked in the poon. Little girl pageants are basically fap time for perverts, and it's on the Learning Channel.
Wow.
That's going to just about do it.
That's our daily episode of...
Goofy status updates on Facebook.
Yes. Wow. Honey Boo Boo. That's a...
Hey,
that's
I've got a story... Can I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've got a story. Not too long ago, there's a town over here west of us, and their police chief...
Are you talking about Salisaw?
I am.
Oh, yeah, I just saw. Go ahead,
their police chief got fired for stealing out of the petty cash box. Now, he left IOUs in there, okay? I always say, if you're going to be a thief, be an honest one. I'm kidding. I don't say that. I don't tell anybody to be a thief. But if you're going to be a thief, be an honest one. So he put IOUs in the cash box, and I'm pretty sure he paid it all back. I'm pretty sure he did. They canned him and everything and then arrested him and all that good stuff and said, hey, you know, get out of here and all this other crap. Today they gave him his job back. Now, I told everybody on Facebook, absolutely, they gave him his job back. I told everybody that he was honest about it. Maybe we should cut him a break. Maybe he needed that egg sandwich at lunch. Maybe he didn't have the money for it and he needed to borrow it. Maybe. Sandwich.
Have you been listening to the Comedy Channel on Sirius Radio again?
No. My oldest brother and I, because I don't talk about the other brother that I have, my oldest brother and I, we say sandwich all the time. That's just kind of our thing.
Well, the reason I say that is last November, every November, there's a big powwow put on by the Austin school system down in Austin, Texas. Well, it was mine and Papa Squirrel's last big road trip together, going down to Austin for the powwow, and it was my honor to introduce Papa Squirrel to the joys of Sirius XM Radio. And that basically being you can drive all the way across the United States, not have to change the channel one time if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we got hooked on this comedy, one of the comedy channels, and I forget who the comedian was, but all of a sudden said, we sitting up by the pool and we're trying to eat our sandwiches. Did he just say sandwich? Sandwich. So anyway, that's why I was asking, because that made me think of the trip to Austin when I heard the word sandwich.
Oh, I just got a message that our meeting for tonight has been rescheduled.
Hey, I got some birthdays.
Who do you have on birthdays?
I got Aaron Boswell. He's a promoter up in Missouri. Friend of mine. He's got a birthday today. Jody Grace. She's got a birthday. It don't list the age.
Hey.
What?
You want to hear something funny?
What?
We just had a 417 area code in the switchboard, and then they dropped off.
Oh, well. I'm happy for them. If you were
417.
Casey Marvel.
I don't know who that could have been. I have no idea. Hopefully. Uh-oh. Just got a message back from J.D. Hunter. He said, when do you want me to call in?
Now. Duh.
Anytime. Now is good.
Casey Barhorst turns 34, and a young lady I got to see fight Saturday night in West Siloam Springs, Oklahoma, Catherine the Phoenix Grasshopper. She has a birthday today. So, happy! You got any over there on your side of the line?
I have a cousin with a birthday, if you want me to be honest with you. And also want to get – I didn't even do this on my show, and I feel like a terrible there was one – I was always the one guy – well, there was plenty of them. But there was one in particular, a guy I grew up with in school. He was in my oldest brother's class. Was always super nice to me for whatever reason. He's just a great guy. Tommy McGuire. Today is his 34th birthday. And so happy birthday, Tommy. He is a good guy. He's a real good guy. And Jeff Baker is a cousin of mine. I don't know Jeff personally.
How do you know he's a cousin if you don't know him personally?
Oh, trust me. I know this side of the family, and I know who the cousins are. Okay. And we all do.
Is
it's very,
any,
very, very
any
public.
Relation to Fred Baker?
I hope not. So Jeff, Jeff has one more year before the big
5-0, and so he's 49 today. So, Jeff, happy birthday. Trenton Gomez has a birthday tomorrow. Amy Prescott has a birthday tomorrow. And Andrew Cole is turning 30 tomorrow.
Yo, farts.
Old fart. Got some birthday.
Get your Geritol and your Easy Go carts, yo, farts.
Oh, man. I'm fixing to upload some music to your studio here, and it is...
Why my studio? What did I do to deserve this?
Because we're going to play it on the outro today.
Oh, well, go right ahead. All right, we're still waiting for 417 to call back if they got the testicular fortitude.
Well, I don't know if it was JD or not. It could have been, because right about the time the caller dropped off, JD messaged me. So it could be.
Now, he just
messaged me back, and he said, okay. So he may be calling in here pretty quick.
Swing, bada 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 swing.
We got to be nice to JD.
We can't pick on no baseball today because hey,
there he is. Bring him on.
JD, you handsome devil, you. What the hell are you doing?
Hello.
Is this JD?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, JD. Welcome to the Greg Squirrel Show.
Thank you, boys.
What do you got on your mind? Because I know you got it. You definitely got a dog in this hunt with La Pica.
Oh, I do.
Tell us a little bit about it, there, JD. We've seen this on Facebook. We saw the post, and to be honest with you, it has gone. I mean, it's made its way from where you are to the armpit of eastern Oklahoma, where I am. I mean, it's making its way around. It's getting around. So. Tell us kind of a little bit about where you guys are at and where you want to go with this.
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell you how it happened, to get it out in the open, because everyone's saying now it's a mouthpiece company's problem. I mean, it's went from the MMA aspect to they say that they don't cut the mouthpiece doesn't cover MMA, and then they say, well, he had a mouthpiece on his teeth, you've been protected. But here's the deal. He was hip-tossing a kid, Ray Allard, which was a tough, tough opponent. And as they went down, Ray drove Anthony to the ground. And when they did that, Jackie Tilley's page sits flat on the floor. It don't have legs. And it just knocked Anthony out cold. And he rolled Anthony over and punched him 3 to 4 times unanswered in the mouth and knocked all of his front teeth up. The fourth punch, the referee finally pulls Ray Allard off of him. We go to they take us out of there. We take him to the hospital. They can't do nothing at the hospital because they have to be a dentist. They stitched up 3 or 4 holes in his face, stitched up his gums. And JT Tilley the whole time, you're covered. And this has been almost 2 years. And finally, when I seen this post on Facebook about what he had someone else wrong, all I did was put on there, yeah, this is what happened to Anthony. And JT went to calling me and cussing me and chewing me out, blocked me on Facebook. But I've had 16 shows in the state of Missouri, and I've had insurance on every show. And on them shows, you're supposed to have insurance to cover it.
Exactly.
I had a kid get his jaw broken 2 places. He went to the hospital on Saturday night. Monday morning, my insurance company was sending the paperwork to the hospital to cover his surgeries. That's how it should have been done in this case. The only time I've ever heard from anybody besides JT, I spoke to Ted Welch, owner of Kick. He told me that there wasn't an injury reported. So then we got a hold of JT. He said, okay, let me have Becky call you. She's a sanctioning rep. She goes on this big spill about how we have to sue the mouthpiece company. I get a hold of Ted Welch. He tells me, well, still hasn't been reported. And then now, if you watch the JT's comments on his wall, his new sanctioning rec, he says he changed sanctioning bodies because of the insurance, because of this now. Well, Becky's still the sanctioning rep. She's moved to that company with him. I mean, she was the one in control of that. She was the one who should have got that covered. He should have told her what happened, or they should have worked together to get it covered, no matter what, no matter how you look at it. Instead, you got a 23-year-old kid with no teeth. Which I paid for his false teeth, paid for his surgery. He's my fighter. But not one time did we have help. Not one.
Okay, see, here's my point of this. Now, I can understand if the mouthpiece was still in his mouth, maybe looking at the mouthpiece company, but as you just indicated, the mouthpiece wasn't even in his mouth.
Yeah, when he gets knocked out, he's laying there completely limp.
Yeah, he's laying there flat on the ground, and I can only assume that this was one of JT's fighters.
No, it wasn't his fighter. I mean, it was a legitimate fight. I mean, that fight was a legitimate fight.
Okay, so here we go. The mouthpiece isn't even in his mouth. So, in my opinion, that clears the mouthpiece company from any wrongdoing because he doesn't even have the mouthpiece in his mouth. But
I think we can switch the focus from who the fighter belonged to, and we need to focus more on who in the hell is this referee who didn't step
Chris,
in?
Chris McDaniels. He's Chris McDaniels.
Oh! Okay. Let me ask you a question, JD. I've got on my Facebook page, and this came from Skippy Cohen, who is the vice president of MMA Madhouse. He has put a link to PDF files and an address to send complaint forms into the state of Missouri. Is that something? Have you guys already done that, or is that something that you're
doing? Our lawyer, when this first happened, we worked with JT. I mean, we were all friends. We all fight in the same circuit. I mean, there's so many promotions that has their own people refereeing that I'm used to it in Missouri. So, I mean, I don't even care. I mean, that Chris really didn't like Anthony, so he shouldn't have been a referee because Chris trained a young kid that was a stud. And we fought on Doug Bland Show in Springfield, Missouri. And Anthony just destroyed this kid. Chris was mad from that point on at me. He wouldn't hardly talk to me. But I don't believe Chris let it go, like, out of spite. I'd see he's not that experienced. I mean, the only shows I personally know that he's refereed is JT Tilly's shows. If he refereed somewhere else, I don't know about it. I just think that you need a lot better experience in there if you're a referee of five.
Well, yeah. So you've been talking to the same person I talked to that passed to me the information about this Megan Goodwin fight. You've been talking to her too about this mouthpiece issue, and I honestly agree with her that, hey, this was a fight on your card. Your insurance should be paying for his medical bills.
Flat out
simple.
So the only gripe he had at first was paying the deductible. And like I told you, I had a kid do his jaw broke in my show, and I was going to pay the deductible. I mean, these amateur fighters make nothing. I mean, JT gives you $9 for gas. He'll rent a motel room if you get four fighters in it. And four fighters and your coaches and teams, they're sharing that room.
Wow.
I mean, that's what you get when you go there. So, I mean, whenever that's what most fighters do. When my guy got hurt, I was going to pay his deductible for him. You can pick what deductible you want when you buy your insurance. I think mine's $1,000. And you know what? I didn't end up having to pay it. He called me. He said, hey, JD, thanks for the help, man. He goes, look, my insurance covered the deductible. So, you know, we didn't have to cover that. We offered, but we didn't have to. And JT was throwing a fit about covering the deductible, which I can care less about the deductible. His false teeth alone covered the deductible. See, his false teeth alone was like $900 and some we had to get him, not counting the x-rays, not counting the doctor's visits leading up to that, not counting cutting the busted gums out of his mouth and restitching his mouth. I mean, this was a two-week situation, you know, to get him to the point where he could suck through a straw without him being in pain. It ripped one tooth. It ripped the gums. It didn't break it. It ripped through the gums.
Ugh.
The other tooth, the two front teeth, busted off at the gums. His tooth within 3 days started turning black. And I kept calling JT, like, man, he's at the hospital, he's at my doctor. And JT's like, well, I don't know what I can do. I go, well, man, something's got to be done. I mean, his teeth are starting to turn black. So, and Anthony, he couldn't work. I mean, he's laid up. So I just loaded him up. I went to his house and loaded him up and took him to orthopedic surgeon, and they fixed him. And that, You know, but it took 2 weeks, had the x-ray at first, and then they had to put him on antibiotics for 2 or 3 days to get the infection down, then they had to pull the bad teeth, and then they had to let him have time for that to heal, then go back 2 or 3 days later after being on antibiotics again and cut the rest out. He can't work when he's going through that either. You know, and JT's all worried about it. We didn't ask for no back pay. We didn't ask for nothing besides what the insurance would cover. That's all we asked for. And I told JT several times, I'll pay the deductible. Screw it. He's my fighter. I'll take care of it. I mean, we all know we take a chance. I fight, too. And when you crawl in that cage, you know you're taking a chance to get hurt. But you also know that they've got insurance in case you do.
Exactly. And it shouldn't matter. Teeth, eyes, your dick. It shouldn't matter. If you get hurt, that's what
it's
the insurance
ridiculous.
Is for.
I've been trying to call Tim Wickenhoff all week. I mean, I know Tim. Everyone knows Tim. But see, my attorney got a hold of Tim about it. Oh, maybe, I think it was Tim he got a hold of. I'd have to talk to my attorney again, but I'm pretty sure it's Tim he spoke with. And Tim said we had to get a hold of Ted Welch and Frank Babcock with Tick International, and we did. Nothing. I mean, JT and Becky, whatever her last name is, never made an incident report about having an injury. So you can give out, when someone gets hurt at this show, you can hand them all the paperwork you want. But when it comes down to nut cutting, if they don't report to their boss and their insurance company that they had an injury, they don't think you had one. They think you're trying to rip them off. They think you're lying. It's up to the promoter and that rep to make that report, and it was never made. But here it is all over Facebook. Anthony Lapica's face busted all the hell on JT's wall with his show fights logo right on the picture.
Yeah, well, see, we can't see it because
it's
now
on my wall.
Yeah, well, he's got us blocked, so we can't even see it.
He does me, too, yeah. I went in under my wife's cousins and looked at this Dan, whatever, Jenkins or Jerks or whatever the fuck they call him. And all they're doing is making a big joke out of the whole situation.
They are. Well, you know, he came on the show yesterday.
J.J. Jones, you know,
J.D., Tilly came on the show yesterday and said that this was all settled a year ago. This was all put to bed a year ago, and it's just a part of uncivil war and their smear campaign against him. How much truth is there to that?
Let's say this. I mean, me and Eric Stevens get along. His last show, we had an argument, a big argument. This rep that's commenting, Amy Meisner, we had a big argument. I mean, we when we left that show, we were all mad at each other. There's nothing. This is, but that was just MMA drama, you know, that's went away. Amateur drama. That's why I like the state pro-am shows, because that shit doesn't happen there.
Right.
It has nothing to do with Eric's deal. Whatever Eric's deal is Eric's deal. I saw it on Facebook. I was friends with both of them on Facebook. And I commented about Anthony Lapica's teeth. And the next thing you know, I'm a son of a bitch. I'm a liar. And she started texting my phone saying, oh, man, I thought we were better friends than this. I can't believe you threw me under the bus like this, man. I didn't have nothing to do with his teeth getting knocked out. That was Ray Allard who did that. The mouthpiece company was reliable. And I go, JT, I didn't say that. I know. I threw a text back and said, I said nothing but the truth on that Facebook ad. And he sent me a text on 20, 30 minutes later going, I guess we're just not friends anymore. 2 days later, he blocked me completely from Facebook.
Well, that's what we have discovered. It has come down to with JT. JT wants to be the big fish in the little pond, and he's fine and happy until the other fish start standing up to him. Well, then he starts eliminating the other fish.
Well, whatever even Eric's deal with is, that's a competitor thing.
Exactly.
I mean, Eric's been good to our fighters as far as if they, you know, if something happened, Eric's always good to us. I ain't taking sides with that. That has nothing to do with me.
Well, that's what
the only
I told
thing
this guy
I give
this afternoon.
A damn about.
That's what I hate to keep interrupting you, but that's what I told the guy this afternoon, because he posted the question to me, are you this guy, I won't name names, but he posted the question to me, do you not work for Eric Stevens and announce his events?
Yeah, I've seen that.
I said, yes, I announced for Eric, but this has nothing. This situation, what turned me on to JT Tilly, has nothing to do with that, you know. So anyway, So
I
wish people would get it through their head that not everybody gives a rat's butt about the behind-the-scenes BS. I know I don't.
It's funny to watch, but...
Yeah, I come in, I announce the fight, I come home. I am not one promotion do I announce for, do I have anything to do with their behind-the-scenes BS.
Well, it's just like this. We have two amateur fighters left. We fight for everybody. We fight for Eric Boswell. We fought for Eric. Doug Bland was proof of Fight Club put on a show. We were there. We go to Kansas City for Phil Jones, Rob Hewlett out of Columbia. I mean, we've been all over. I mean, it's not, we go down to Fort Smith quite a bit with Aaron Kimball and TCB Boxing. You know, they set us up fights down there. It's not about Eric Stevens. We fought for Eric three times, I think, maybe four at the most. So since 2004, we fought for Eric four times at tops. And now we're all of a sudden, you know, we're trying to smear JT because of that. That doesn't even make sense. We fought for Cage of Honor 30 times. So, I mean, why aren't we trying to smear him for Aaron Boswell, if that's the case? That's it's all BS. That's just his own – he is such a bullshitter. It's ridiculous. I mean, like I said, just look at the page. I mean, like I said, this went to bed a year ago. It wasn't 3 months ago when that Becky called me. I was getting mad. I was like, God damn it, this is getting old. My guy still on his credit report. He went to try to buy a new motorcycle, and here's the doctor bills from Skaggs Hospital out of Branson on his credit report. You know, and it just another time got brought up, and I called him. That's when Becky called me and told me how we had to sue the mouthpiece company. And guess what?
Well,
mouthpieces, if you don't have it made by a dentist, isn't covered in MMA. You know,
yeah.
I mean, just that needs to be known too, because that's what they told us. I did call them when they told me that. But well, maybe they'll do something. They laughed me out. You know, I felt pretty ignorant calling them after they retired with me because they don't
well,
cover
JD,
MMA
I hate
or
to,
poor.
I hate to have to wrap up. We've just got a couple of more minutes left, and we're gonna. We're going to wrap this up. I'm probably going to be in touch with you, and Squirrel maybe too, to get you back on and talk a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
If there's any stones left unturned, and we're going to get down to the bottom of this. So, JD, I appreciate you calling in, man. Is there any shout-outs you want to give anybody before we let you go?
Nah, thanks, guys. That's all I care
all
about.
Right,
get Anthony's teeth fixed.
Absolutely. We're behind you on that battle, and we're going to champion the cause right along with you.
Right on. We appreciate it.
All right,
man.
JD.
Hey, we appreciate you calling in, JD. There you go, fight fans. You know, once again, I'm going to reemphasize in the last 2 minutes, 55 seconds that we have left, I'm going to emphasize that if you are a fighter or a promoter and you have had not unpleasant dealings with JT Tilley and
illegal,
his
in other words. You know, not if you, you know, don't hit us up if you've had an argument. Don't hit us up if you have had. If he flipped you off in the parking lot, that's not what we're talking about. If there has been something illegal, especially like what we've experienced that he's admitted to, anything like that that you think would the sanctioning, anything the state of Missouri would have an issue with, get a hold of us. We're easy to find. Gregory Squirrel on Facebook, Clint Davis on Facebook. Find us, and I've got the forms. I will be filling out my own. I will also be getting in contact with Megan Goodwin and her manager as well, and we're going to try to get down to the bottom of every bit of this before it goes too far. So,
all right, boys and girls, join us right back here tomorrow, once again, 4 o'clock, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. That's right, you had that queued up. Okay, never mind. Tell me to shut up.
You, 4 p.m. tomorrow, folks. Greg Squirrel Show right here on blogtalkradio.com. Greg Squirrel, I love you, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Clint. We're out of here. See you tomorrow, folks.
Peace.
Hey, guys.